This part of the show is a guide to more fulfilling masturbation. Now, I know you're highly unlikely to masturbate, any of you, because you look like decent types to me. But you may be watching TV. You may be watching Santa Barbara or something. Or one of those soap things, right? You know the ones in the morning that are made for the hard of thinking, right? You know, where people talk when there's nobody in the room. They talk to telephones. Oh, Bob, please phone. Who the fuck are you talking to, Mrs.? And they talk to letters. They pick up the mail and go, please be from Charlie. Oh, fuck. Read the fucking thing. I get so angry. But anyway, you may be watching that and you go,
oh, these people are rich and famous. I've lost the will to live. I think I'll go and jump off a fucking bridge somewhere. I'll jump in front of some traffic. That's what I'll do. On the other hand, I could have a quick wank. That would cheer me up no end.
Because that's the way it comes into it. Because the devil finds work for idle hands. See, I see this as missionary work, you see? Now, the most awful thing that can happen while you're masturbating isn't being caught. Although that is awful. Being caught in mid-masturb is... Now... It's extremely difficult to find a good excuse for what you're doing. Tonight, I am going to give you that excuse. This could improve the rest of your life no end. Now, you must be quick with the excuse. So, you're in mid-masturb. Masturb, masturb, masturb. Oh, and the word wank, I must explain that. I don't know where it comes from. I've asked many, many people. My personal theory is it's those army beds. You know those metal beds you get in the army with springs on it? And I think that's because that's the noise they make, isn't it? Wink, 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 wink. I have travelled the highways and byways of this planet. I have never met a bed that goes, Master B, Master B, Master B. So you're in mid-masturb and the door bursts open and it's your nosy brother.
Oh, oh! What the fuck are you doing?
You don't let him finish the sentence. Don't let him complete. Don't give him the joy, the satisfaction. When he goes, what the fuck? Come in immediately with, thank God you're here. Well, that... Well, that deeply upsets them, right?
Thank God, I'm...
That's a three steps back, shocked and amazed.
Thank God I'm here? What does he mean? I thought he was having a wank.
Thank God you're here! And not a minute too soon!
Really? Well, what's the fucking story?
You'll never believe this!
No, probably not.
I was walking across the bloody room there when the biggest fucking hairy spider you ever saw ran out from underneath it. I thought, fucking hell, was that? Huge bugger, the size of a soup plate, legs like this fucking thing here, came scalping towards me and right up the leg of my trousers. I thought, Jesus Christ, it's the way up the leg of my trousers. And you probably remember... Only last week, I was reading that book, remember?
What book was that?
Tarantulas and Their Wily Ways.
No.
You mentioned it. You said, what the fuck are you reading that for? I remember. It said in the book, it said, there's nothing tarantulas love more than to sink their teeth into people's testicles. Ooh. And I fucking... I thought, that's what the bugger's up to. It's a way up the leg of her trousers to sink the teeth into the family jewels. Before you could say Jack Robinson, I whipped the tweeds down, and not a second too soon, it was up like that. The bus of fucking people like that. Just as you walked in the door and I was going, get the fuck out of there, you!